All right. You know, always a hard-fought division game with Buffalo. But always good to win in the division. Always good to beat Buffalo. So, you know, I think that was our best. We could need to do a better job of coaching, do a better job of playing. But we made enough plays, and, you know, we got some big plays from the kids, special teams, got some big plays defensively. And so that was good today, and, you know, scored enough points. So take it and move on to Denver.
Coach, you needed guys to step up tonight for injured players, and Danny Amendola and James White certainly did that. Now Amendola's status is questionable, so I guess the question is, who's next up?
Yeah, well, we'll see what the situation is this week. I don't know the answer to those questions yet, so we'll see what it is and get ready for Denver.
Bill, what was your understanding on the inadvertent whistle? What was your understanding and the explanation?
What they explained out there.
Were you surprised, disappointed, upset that they had taken what?
I mean, that's what it is. I thought they, you know, they explained exactly what happened, and those are the procedures they follow. I mean, you can send a pool report over there and talk to them. I'm sure they'll tell you what happened. What else is there to do?
As one of the guys who kind of stepped up and had more snaps tonight, James White, I guess, how would you assess his performance?
You know, we'll have to go back and look at it on the film, but, I mean, he made a nice play on a touchdown run. You know, broke Graham's tackle there, and I don't know, about a 10-yard line, 8-yard line, whatever it was. But, you know, James has been a dependable player for us, came through with a couple big plays last week against the Giants, and, you know, had him today. So, you know, we need everybody every week, and, you know, he made some plays for us tonight. Again, overall, you know, I'm sure everybody feels like we could have done a better job, so... I don't think anybody's perfect out there.
Bill, over here. On the decision to go 54-yard field goal with Steven, how much did you consider in that situation punting versus the field goal? What were some of the factors you were weighing in that situation there?
We thought it was okay there. So. Yep.
Hey, Bill.
Plenty of those.
Bill, talk about your defense in the fourth quarter. It seemed like they were on the field for much of that quarter. They played tough, made a lot of big stops there at the end.
Yeah, we did. We had some negative plays there. We had some tackles for loss in the running game. And, you know, we gave up a couple long passes that where we lost, you know, good field position. But in the end, made some stops on third and fourth down, made a big red area stop down there and held them to a field goal with, like, I don't know, four minutes ago in the game, whatever it was. So... but defensively, yeah, we, you know, other than the one touchdown run where we kind of, you know, got out of position, you know, we held the points down. That's really what it's about.
Getting down to two healthy receivers, how much does that just affect play calling?
We had to work around a little bit tonight, yeah. I mean, we'll see what it is going forward, but, yeah, tonight we definitely had to work around it. No, I thought Josh did a good job managing the game and you know, we were able to do what we could do. It wasn't what we necessarily wanted to be, but it was good enough. So did a good job managing it.
Bill, you noted the impact of the special teams on the outcome. Brad and King forced the fumble. Going back to him in training camp, what was it about him, you know, as a kid coming out of Auburn, and that put him on your radar, and what was it about him that made you bring him back here?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, I would say, you know, most of the credit on that has to go to Joe Judge. Joe dug him out. You know, Brandon's, you know, kind of an interesting guy. He's really played pretty much every position on the field on defense, played three technique at Auburn. So it's hard to imagine him as a defensive tackle, but he was, and he actually, you know, didn't play bad. I mean, he's just obviously undersized, but, you know, he had good playing strength and could definitely run. You know, we've used him inside on the punt team. Today we used him with the gunner. We used him some as a gunner last week. You know, another fumble. You know, got another fumble out there on McKelvin, so that was a big play for us. But he's given us big plays in the return game, you know, in blocking and also kickoff and punt coverage. So You know, he's kind of given us some versatility. He's you know, bigger than a lot of the speed guys, and he's faster than a lot of the big guys. So he's kind of a mismatch guy, whether he's inside or outside, if you will. He's really done a good job of learning multiple positions. You know, Joe and Bubba have done a great job of training him, both in assignments and techniques. He's been a good, good player for us. You know, he made plays on the punt team inside, and, now he's made some plays as a gunner opposite of Slater. So it's, if they double Slater, we actually had three guys on him on one play tonight, but, then that creates some opportunities on the other side. You know, he's taken advantage of those and helped us. So, but he's done a good job, and, but really, Joe dug him out.
Bill, word, if you would, about Tom Brady's toughness in the pocket tonight. He took a lot of hits, but still made a lot of key plays.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody ever questioned Tom's toughness, mentally or physically. He's about as tough a guy as they come.